It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With less than a week remaining to respond, more than 95% of Colorado households have been counted in the 2020 census. Officials say door knockers are following up with households that have not responded. The Census Bureau recently moved up the deadline to the end of September. That move is being challenged in court. Among the thousands of people paying their respects to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Supreme Court Wednesday was Colorado State University student Emily Lugers. She says Ginsburg was an inspiration.
I mean, you look at what she did. Women couldn't get their own credit cards. They couldn't get their own mortgage, you know, all that stuff. And she got those rights for us. And it's like, without her, I don't know where we would be.
A couple from Greeley was also in the long line that snaked through several city blocks. They said Ginsburg was an icon to all people who aspire to equality. A chicken producer based in Greeley has replaced its CEO as he faces charges of price fixing. Pilgrim's Pride announced in June that Jason Penn was taking a leave of absence to focus on his defense after being indicted. The company's CFO took over as its interim chief executive and will now fill the role permanently. Penn, the former CEO, has pleaded not guilty. Around 200 mountain bikers are set to race through Colorado Springs over the next several days. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
Cyclists will take to Colorado Springs paths in places like Palmer Park, Garden of the Gods, and Rampart Range Road, and will share up to $25,000 in cash prizes. Race organizers call the inaugural Pikes Peak Apex Mountain Bike Challenge demanding but not overly technical. The four-day event is a project of the nonprofit Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance, which works to strengthen the outdoor recreation industry in the region. COVID-19 health guidelines are in place for race participants and spectators who are encouraged to maintain physical distancing. A number of streets, trails, and parks will be impacted during the competition. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Douglas County has a new open space, Sandstone Ranch. In Larkspur has 12 miles of trail now open for hiking, cycling, and horseback riding. Douglas County paid nearly $19 million for the land in 2017. Some of that money came from sales and use tax revenue from the county's voter-approved open space fund. Douglas County, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have highs of close to 90 today and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.